Breaking news, the KSL In-Depth. We're following the report out of Park City that a former NFL player has been arrested for murder. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is joining us live in the studio. What's this all about?
So, Jeff, we've been digging into the background of Anthony McClanahan, who is the suspect in this case we know is in custody. And, of course, we are referring to him as a former NFL player, but it doesn't appear that he really spent a whole lot of time with the Dallas Cowboys. He was essentially a college player who tried to make that transition, spent maybe a little time preseason, but wasn't a star by any sense of the imagination. But what we understand has happened is that Park City Police arrested him following this ruckus that broke out early yesterday morning. And when they went into this condo, they found his wife, Carrie McClanahan, dead, they say, from knife wounds to the throat. And some charging documents just came out this afternoon in an unrelated kidnapping case is kind of what led us to all this new information. And essentially what happened there is the McClanahans live in Arizona. And apparently, Anthony McClanahan has a son with another woman, not his wife. And at some point in early October, he met the boy outside his school and took him, even though he did not have custody. So that set up a situation where the boy's mother was contacting the courts and police, trying to get her son back. At some point along the way, these charging documents say Anthony came to Utah, where he has no other ties. And at there was a warrant issued, and the police actually went and arrested him. He was in jail here in Utah, posted bond, and was out on bond when this killing happened in Park City yesterday.
Involving his wife.
Right. His wife, Carrie, who we understand is dead. And interestingly enough, if you look at his social media pages, Anthony McClanahan has been very active doing hurricane relief in Puerto Rico and in Houston. He actually posted some video, Facebook Live videos, to his Facebook page.
The storm's coming, guys. The wind's blowing. My wife, I love you. We are here today to show you the world that we are Team McClanahan. We are service for humanity and humanity for service in all kind and mankind. We're there every single step of the way. We get there first. We get there first. We run pretty fast. Casey and I train quite a bit. We run to the top of the mountain, and often people wonder why we get to the top so fast. It's just because we're just that fast.
Now, is he referring to the fact that he jumped in his car really fast when Hurricane Harvey hit Houston? Or is he talking about going to Puerto Rico? Or is he talking about training for the boot camp he owns?
A little bit of both. Yeah, his company, he does sponsored athletic boot camp training. He uses hashtag Power 41, which is a reference to his number when he was playing at Washington State. But there were plenty of pictures on his social media and videos of them actually in the hurricane zones delivering bottled water and things of those nature. And it presents a very different picture, right? That's a picture of a person who's saying, here I am doing humanitarian work.
And kissing his wife.
Kissing his wife, who we now know is deceased. While on the other hand, you have police saying he was involved in two very, tough domestic violence situations. One of them ending with this death.
You know, it feels almost Jekyll and Hyde, doesn't it?
Right. And so we'll have to see what happens. The charges have not yet been filed in the Park City homicide case, but this kidnapping out of Arizona obviously revealing some new information. We're going to be following this all very closely, Jeff.
Okay, thank you for following it closely, Dave Cawley.